go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, I commend Dorinda Medley on a well-played practical joke. Plus, we talk about my travel to New York City and how a wine stain led to her future relationship with John. Later, Melissa Gorga joins and we discuss 30 years of driving experience, couples, bathroom etiquette, and Ozempic face. Let's talk about the practical joke that you played on me this morning.
Okay.
Now, it was early, somewhat. I mean, I'm on LA time. Somehow, Dorinda ran into Kian in the lobby.
We're at the Plaza Hotel. Let's start with that.
Okay.
The Plaza.
No.
But don't say it.
No.
You're right.
We're at an old school New York City hotel.
So all of a sudden, somebody walks in my room, and it's Dorinda. And she's got my room key. She's got a room key. So apparently, you had ran into Kian. You took his key. She walked in. With her luggage. And she's like, what are you doing in my room? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You're in my room. She goes, I'm, you know, the room number. I said, no, that's my room number. You got me. Because I was totally thrown.
And the thing about it is, you know, you can't really, Jeff never kind of gets off his feet. He really didn't know what to do with it.
No.
Like he invited me in, but he wasn't quite sure. I said, invite me in. It's my room. He's like, just come in. We'll figure it out. It was so good.
But imagine I'm sitting, she just walks in. She's like, how did you get my room key? That was actually pretty good. You got me.
The even funnier story is I have the same room about 4 floors below and I only pay like $400 a night and he pays like $10,000.
No, I don't pay $10,000, but they give me some sort of discount, but not, they don't give me the discount that you get.
I have the Dorinda discount.
Well, Stu flew, he had a red eye last night after work. So he landed at 6:15. I think he got to the hotel at around 7:15, 7:30. I took a Vena CBD gummy. I was out.
Oh.
So he went down, he got a key to the room, and the key didn't work because I had double bolted it.
Oh, God.
No, his key was faulty. His key didn't work, so we had to call up the front desk. And
I'm asleep during all of this.
He brought the front desk manager up.
So the manager comes up to the room. I'm sound asleep. He's trying to get in.
But it's bolted.
But it's bolted. So then the poor guy has to go to a diner around the corner and wait for me to wake up.
That's the worst when there's something terrible when you try to get into a room and they have it bolted and it does that.
Yeah.
And then no one answers. Then you think, did they die? Did something terrible happen?
I don't think he was worried about that. I automatically double bolt it when I go to bed. You know what I mean? And put a little privacy light on.
But isn't it nice that Monroe sleeps so well? So she's not.
Well, you actually woke her up when you came in.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
I forgot.
But it was okay. She had 11 hours sleep. She was, because it's a shorter trip, we packed less. So it was funny because she had gone to Gage's on Sunday. And I said, tell me which squishmallows and which stuffed animals you want to bring. I don't have a lot of room in the suitcase. So she picks a few of the stuffed animals. We kept it very limited. But then after Shane and I packed, we realized we had more room. Oh. So I put in a lot more stuffed animals. So it was like Oprah's big giveaway last night because I'm like, guess what? More animals came to New York. She's like, what? And I'm like, and I was pulling them out of the bag. And I'm like, Casey the cactus. She's like, no way. And I'm like, Cece the seal, Donut, Snowflake,
the
Raja.
Avocado.
Like, it was so funny because I just kept pulling them out and she was just freaking out.
Do you know how much I love those marshmallow things? What
Squishmallows.
Squishmallow.
We brought 3 to 4.
I love them. I said to Hannah, who was, you know, 29, I said, don't you want to just get a couple for your room? She goes, no, you want to get a couple for your room. I just wish I could find a place for them in my life.
Well, we have a really big pink one that she brought on the plane and used as a pillow, which was great.
So
I didn't have to use the airplane pillow. We used the Squishmallow. And but here's what pissed me off at a TSA pre-check. I had it in a bin.
Oh no, they didn't take it out.
They took it out. They put it through separately on that disgusting, dirty conveyor belt. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. Why don't you put it back in the tray like the way I had it? So it came out dirty.
Oh, no, no.
So now my kid's going to sleep on it and like put
her
head on it.
That's why you have to get, you have to bring the stuff. I just bought it. It's a manual size. You can bring it through the airport security. It has no smell. It has no nothing. It's even good. You can use it.
Good, because I spilled wine on it.
Oh, you did. Well, that's terrible. That doesn't even go together.
It was the Jordan cab. But yeah, it pissed me off.
Well, no. And now you got to wash it when you get home.
And then we went, you know, this is...
Can I ask you a question? I've had a long debate about this with someone. When you travel...
Yeah.
And you get back to your... You know, I'm about being clean and all that stuff, obviously, with my rules and regulations at Blue Star Mail. Like, I traveled. I went to Antigua. I bring all the stuff into the house.
Yeah.
Do you clean it all at the entrance, or do you actually bring your luggage to your room and unpack it?
I bring it to my room.
Yuck,
I have two hampers. I have the dry cleaning. I have the regular.
Yeah,
but we unpack the second we get home.
No, but you shouldn't do that. You should wipe. You should spray down your luggage with Lysol.
Really?
What do you think is going on when it goes through all that stuff?
That's so 2020.
Remember, Alaska Airlines stole my camera.
Yeah.
Right out of my bag.
No, I spray down my luggage, and then I take everything out there, and it goes into a plastic bag, and then it never goes to my bedroom. I just don't want any of that airport in my bedroom. Should I add that to the rules list at Blue Star Mail?
Lysol, all bags.
I really think you should. You know, when you have, you remember these days, when you have a six-year-old, and the problem is, the more she watches that iPad, the more motion sick she gets. So we have to start playing games in the car, which is just my favorite thing.
Well, we didn't have iPads when I raised Hannah, and I raised her in London, so no iPads. I just did it the old school way. I paid attention to her.
So we have to pay. You know, we got to. Oh yeah, I know. I know. I told
her
because
the premise of the story. He's annoyed.
Okay, go ahead.
We have to play. We had to play for what was it? 45 minutes. I spy with my little eye.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And so our driver was Mossy. His name was Mossy. And then we had Mark on the way. So we're, you know, I spy. And then Rose, like, she takes it to the, you know, next level. She's like, I spy someone who smells like tequila and cheeseburgers. I'm like, oh, Mossy. And she's like, no, Kian. And then we were, the other game we were playing was we try to make people look. Is that, what was that, Shane?
Because you keep telling her to look forward.
So she doesn't get car sick.
And then to make it fun, I'm like, Monroe, I have McDonald's back here. Take a look. And then she wants to look back, and then she looks forward. It's the game that we play the whole way.
So let me ask you, because again, I have an older child, you know. Now, does it concern you? Because I think about this all the time, that in a development way, if I'm always looking down, are you afraid their necks are going to develop funny?
On the iPad?
I just look at all these kids always down,
hunchback.
And I wonder if they're going to develop a funny thing on their neck.
She's very smart, and I keep telling her, I said, the more you watch that iPad in the car, the sicker you're going to get.
Oh.
And so I could tell she wasn't feeling well, and she put down the iPad. She's like, let's play a game. But she doesn't want to say she's not feeling well because she doesn't want to admit that I was right.
Yes, exactly.
That I was right. So that's when we start playing the game. But then again, she takes it to the next level. She becomes insulting. Like, she's like, Shane, gay people up here. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if you should. She's like, made you look, Shane. You know what I mean? So then she like kind of takes it there.
But she's smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
And cruel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, we talk a lot, so she was, like, saying all the guys I like by name. She's like, hey, he's up here.
Whatever happened to Aladdin?
Oh, my God.
So funny. Someone sent me a text that they have his phone number, and they sent me his phone number for Shane.
He's clearly not interested. I can't harass him.
Did you
I think
text
you should
him?
Text him.
I've DM'd him several times.
Well, now you got the phone number.
I have the
direct
phone number.
Line.
We have the direct line.
If someone does not answer your DMs, you should text them. That's probably what they want.
It's pretty fucked up that a Jeff Lewis Live listener would just like...
That is pretty...
Send his phone number to me.
Seems like an invasion of privacy,
but
no?
But there's another thing. I don't always check my DMs. Like, is that you check your DMs all the time?
I mean, I scan for cuties, and if there's a handsome guy, I'm going to look at it.
Interesting. Sad out there, huh?
It is.
Here's the other problem when you have kids. I had my Bloody Mary, just had one. I had a nice, felt relaxed.
Ooh, you want to go for a sleep now?
I recline that seat. I got my blanket. I fall into the deepest sleep.
Beautiful.
Daddy, can I watch my iPad? I'm like, fuck. And then I couldn't get back to sleep.
Do you know, I don't miss any of that. You know, people that reminisce about that. Hannah said to me the other day, why did you not have more than one child? I said, because I'm too selfish. Mm. And I'm actually comfortable now saying that, because in order to be a good parent, you have to be selfless. And I remember just the days when I think, is this day ever going to end? Because you really, you know, you got to be available all the time. They never go away. Like, they're always there.
What is happening with your apartment remodel?
Oh, well, you know, I started it off that I was going to do a little bit and then take out the kitchen. And then, it, like everything in my life, I decided to just demolish the whole thing and start from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Which I think is smart, because if you're going to go for it, go for it. Right. And then I kind of changed the walls, closed walls, open walls. It's good. It's basically going to be a glorified hotel room with a closet that looks like Gucci, the Gucci store.
So it's a loft. Nice. So upstairs will be all closet.
I want you to. Yes. And I don't want anything. Listen to this, in a drawer. I want, only thing I want in my drawer are my panties and brasiers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And undergarments.
But you want the shoes exposed, you want all the clothes exposed.
Yes.
Because
I want t-shirts, because here's the thing, you can't see when things get old. I'm so tired of, because you know what happens is with drawers, I don't know if it's like this with you, I only take the top shirt. I don't even know what's going on underneath at the bottom.
I agree. Like, sometimes I have to, like, I'll find stuff, and I'm like, oh, and some, and like that sweater yesterday.
So cute.
Or the day before. And Shane's like, did you get a new sweater? I'm like, I just went shopping in my closet.
That's right.
I didn't know what's fucking there.
There you go.
Because everything needs to be exposed.
I can't agree. I just found yesterday, and I'm wearing tonight, a Marc Jacob long coat that when he did those beautiful pieces, but I don't think I've seen that thing for 7 years. Like, what? I don't, so I want it all.
What are you going to spend on this closet?
I don't. No.
50?
No, I don't even think it's going to be a lot, because here's what I'm going to buy. So imagine this shit. You go up the stairs. I'm going to do a really cool carpet, almost like a rainbow carpet. I want there to be a transition from the bottom. The bottom floor is going to be very artsy, boudoir, tons of art. Then when you go upstairs, there's going to be a rainbow carpet. So when you enter, this is now you're in a Dorinda store. Kind of, I'm copying what they did at Bergdorf's. She did it that great.
I think this is every woman and every gay man's dream.
This is my dream.
It really is.
And the reason why it's not going to be a lot is because it's just, I'm having him reinforce the inside wall. So I just have these brass, you know, clamps on the wall, the rails. So it's just the hangers. And you know what I got? I got an old-fashioned mini hanging rail. It's a British hanging rail. It's just a mini one. And that's going to be off to the side. So when I pull, I can put the items I'm choosing on the mini hanging rail.
I asked you this morning and I said, hey, do you, a lot of these housewives will borrow clothes and, you know, from certain designers and then they'll return them. You don't do that.
No.
Why?
Because I want to have fun in my clothes. I don't want to be able to fall down in them and not worry. I want to be able to spray them with perfume. Get, you know, whenever I've borrowed stuff, and I have borrowed things for like big events, I'm nervous the whole night. Oh, I'll tell you why I didn't. This is a true story. I swear to God. Can I tell the story?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Tell us the story.
I borrowed a dress, swear to God, when Richard was alive. We were going to Buckingham Palace for dinner. So I was like, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? At the time, Cavalli was doing these very beautiful specialty pieces. And I lived on 63rd between Park and Madison. And Cavalli was on 63rd and Madison. So I knew them there. And I was telling the girl what I was doing. She goes, well, I'm sure I can let you take one of the beautiful piece, the dresses that they had. I said, oh, my God, it was the first time I ever bought something. And at the time, it was like a $58,000 dress. Now, what I didn't tell Richard was that you had to put down a credit card for them to hold it in case something happened to it. But I didn't tell Richard that.
That's terrifying.
So it's not like they charged you. They just said, in case, of course, you'll bring it back, but we have to hold it just in case. I'm like, okay. So Richard's like, they just let you take it? I'm like, yeah, they just let me take it. Like, no strings attached.
So you never told him?
Never.
So but thank God nothing happened to this dress.
Hold on a second. This is ultimately my Armette Jean Modessian. So I got to make it quick. So basically, I'm at this dinner where my friend there is there. I'm not going to say her name. And I was so worried. It was at the beginning of that nude dress, the nude with the see-through and the bodysuit underneath and sequins, you know. And I said to this person, I am so happy I made it through the night. And I didn't have fun in the dress because I'm like, no, don't touch that.
Right.
Don't move. I can't push. I was like a statue.
Yeah.
As I make it through the whole night, as I'm leaving, another good friend says to me, oh, my God, darling, goodbye. And as she leans over, she splashes red wine on it.
Did you get it out?
I go back to the hotel, the Connaught, and I'm crying like hysterically. I'm like, what am I going to do? So my friend Carolyn Rome at that time said, there's only two places to take it, darling. You can take it to Paris or you can take it to Madame Paulette. That's how I met John Modestian. So I brought it to... Now, Richard didn't know that I had a credit, the black card down, that they could charge me $58,000 if it came back damaged. So, like, I've got my marriage on the line now because I lied. I didn't lie, but I omitted how I got the dress. So I brought it to Madame Paulette, and this guy came out, John Modestian, and said, don't you worry about it. I'll get that stain out. It'll be perfectly new. Charged me, like, $1,600 to do it. And I didn't have my fare with him then, but that's how the first time I met John Modestian, he saved... my dress.
$1,600 get that stain out.
Uh-huh.
But then they didn't charge your card, obviously.
No.
And they never knew. Never knew. It was like good as new.
And then somebody bought that dress. And I remember Richard saying to me, why is our dry cleaning bill so expensive? I said, I don't know.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Go spread the word.
When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
There are people that just have a natural driving talent.
Yes.
I think I'm a good driver. I think I've always been a good driver.
I tell Jeff that he drives like someone is going to the hospital, like someone's in labor. Like he drives
every
like
day.
A crazy person.
I'm every
like,
day. I'm I have like, things to do.
We're going to lunch. You don't need to go 60 on Burton. Like just slow down, take your time. But whatever. We do get there quickly.
I hate driving in LA on Sundays.
Oh, well, it's crazy. And let me tell you who the worst driver is.
Joe
Gorga. Do you know want to hear something so funny?
Are we going to start the Joe bashing right now?
Oh, my God. Let's start bashing Joe. I love to bash the spouses. That's what I live for. No, but like, honestly, I just posted something today. If you could pull up my Instagram, I pulled up something today about his driving. Literally, I posted it before I got here. It's horrible. It's so bad.
Really?
I had to drive to Delaware with him yesterday and like... kill me now. That was so bad. There and back in the rain.
And is he too macho to let you drive?
Yes. He is definitely one of those like, move over. I got this. And I'm like, I get nauseous. I can't. You know, I deny drivers a lot. So Bravo always wants to send like a driver, right? And I'm like, no, can I just drive and pull up? I get so nauseous in the backseat of a car. I like to drive myself.
Well, you didn't do it today.
I did it.
I had to get a car service
for
you.
I'm sorry, but... thank you. You're a doll.
Can I tell you, SiriusXM doesn't pay me for it.
They don't?
It had to come out of my pocket.
Well, you know what? You're a great guy. You really are. You are. I could tell like already since I like talked to you, we were talking a little bit before, you're like a stand-up good guy.
I really am not looking to drag anybody. And so I think one of the first, why I like meeting people either the night before or the morning of is I'm like, okay, what is off limits? Like what's going to be uncomfortable? Like what do you want to discuss? Because what does that get me? You'll never want to come back.
Exactly.
And by the way, and then you're all going to tell all your friends, don't go on Jeff Lewis. He's an asshole.
And he sucks.
Right.
Right. No, I know. I do the same thing. I you know what? You don't want to touch. If it's too uncomfortable, you're going to make an awkward situation, right? We're not going to be like vibing. We need to vibe today.
Well, I wanted to ask you, so back to Joe bashing. Now, you've been married for 18 years.
I have.
I've been in a relationship for a year. So what happens is right now, it's boundary setting. I mean, it's just nonstop.
Right.
Do you, because this happened to me this morning, do you guys go to the restroom in front of each other?
No. So I pee in front of Joe. Okay. I sit on the toilet and pee in
yes.
front of him.
That's fine.
I do. He doesn't even believe that like anything else happens. I mean, I'm, I guess.
Classy we've been, lady.
Yeah. I just keep it like a little, that's where my, it's a boundary
it's
for me.
It's not sexy.
No, it's not sexy.
I don't want to see you shit.
I don't. And I don't want to smell anything.
No.
Like I'm not about that. Like he knows like nothing, like fart, none of that stuff.
I don't want to hear any noise either. Like, I'll close door after door after door.
I don't want to be turned off in any which way.
Right. And you don't want to turn him off.
I don't want to turn him off. And I always want him to look at me like some sexual being
right.
that he's attracted
to.
I know he does.
But you're hot.
Maybe I should go to the bathroom in front of him. No, for real, like once or twice.
So he would leave you alone.
Yes.
Is he always, like, always on you?
He is. And you know what the funny part is? A lot of people are like, is it real? Like, does he just like put on a show all the time to be so sexual? No, unfortunately, it's so Joe from the day I met him. He's very driven by, you know, what are those senses that you can pick your thing? What's your love language?
Physical touch.
He is physical touch.
We talk about all that
time. If
he doesn't
get it, he feels unloved. He feels unappreciated.
Yes.
He doesn't know why he's living in life. He feels like the world is turning and he's just here. He doesn't get what his reason on earth is. If he doesn't have physical touch, because he says, I work so hard. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I kill myself for my family.
Yes.
He does. He's a really hard worker. You can never take that away from him. And he's like, so if I don't come home to like that and like life, and he's like, what are we, roommates? Like, that's what he says.
Yeah.
He's like, we're not roommates, you know? So it's big with him.
So this morning, we're at our hotel room, Stu and I, and he goes, okay, so you're going to take a shower? I said, yeah. He's like, so should I wait to take a poop? And I said, yeah,
oh my
you should wait.
God. Was that the first time he ever said that to you?
I think it's the first time he's asked, like, oh, can I go? And first of all, there's two other bathrooms in
this
place.
There's a powder room.
I know. Why do you need to use the one that
I'm in? In the bedroom. That's disgusting.
No.
Because he's lazy. That's why. He doesn't want to, like, go out the door and go in the hallway. I don't know. Like, this
my
should
suite
not, you
is
not
too
have
big. My
me.
Powder room is too far from my bedroom. It's just, it's really exhausting.
This is the relatable part
By
of the show.
By the way, I don't even want to watch someone's face while they're taking a shit. Sorry. I don't even want to see your face expression. I don't want to know anything about it. I really don't. Like,
but I was like, is this a joke? Like, what do you think I'm going to, like, yeah, come on in.
Hell no.
I'd love to see that.
I like the view.
No. I mean, some people do it, though. I'll be honest with you. I have friends
I think
that
it's
are
disgusting.
Like, what's the big deal? I'm like, what's the big deal? I don't know that I would ever, like, rub the area again. For me, it's a personal preference. I know some people think that's like, because I wrote this about this in my book a long time ago and said how, you know, we don't do that. And some people went nuts and they were like, really? Well, you're in a relationship. I'm like, yeah, good for you and your relationship.
That's why you're still fucking,
yeah,
by the way.
By the way, that's why my husband still is like crawling on the floor trying to grab my ankles every time I walk. Like, it's.
However, I gave you one of the ultimate compliments because my nanny, who's hot, by the way, she's she watches every single one of the Real Housewife franchises. And she said today, she's like, I love that, Melissa. I'm like, she's like the best glam up. I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, there are women that look better since they've started Real Housewives. That right. Each year they look better and better. She said, Kyle Richards and Melissa Gorga.
Oh,
my two top.
Yes. Tell her I said thank you.
Yeah. And you were saying because you're more conservative with whatever you've done.
Yeah.
Or do.
I don't deny that I do like some filler and some, I did a little lip since the beginning. I had like a very small lip that always bothered me. I did a little, but I just don't go overboard. So I think, like, listen, I'm you know, as you age, you want to do these little things. Nowadays, I didn't do anything until I was like 33, I want to say. Like now the girls are like in their 20s putting in Botox and fillers. Like I didn't even start that till later. So that might be also what helped me. You know?
I think that is kind of ridiculous. Like when you see a 27-year-old with fillers and Botox,
it's
and
silly.
It's like,
it doesn't, it's just too early.
Unless they were ugly to start. You know what I mean? And then it's like, it
well,
doesn't matter.
Well, if you're fixing a weird jawline or yes. like something, but just for a little wrinkles in the 20s, I think it's a little early.
What do you think about threads?
Threads. Oh, yeah. That's when they pull the thing.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. I know people who have them.
Yeah.
I heard you should stay away from them because they can break in the middle of the day and then you have to like go to the doctor to have it fixed.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with it, but that okay. I know that's when
I'm
they
fat
pull.
Right now, but I've done them. So
you
I
have?
Yeah. So yeah.
Wait, did you notice a huge change?
But it was very conservative. Like it didn't, I felt them a little bit when I was turning my head, but it's not that bad.
How does it go in?
Shane,
with
you
like
witnessed
a sewing,
it.
Like
it,
she was like sewing floss.
It's
in,
like needlepoint.
It looked like, yeah,
yeah.
It's wow. art.
Yeah, it's art.
You know what? I'm not against anything that makes anyone feel more comfortable. Obviously, since season 3, I've had a nose job. Everybody knows this. I've definitely done Botox.
Your
I've
lips
done
look
fillers.
Good.
Really good.
My lips. I think my guy yeah. does a good job on my lips.
And so do you?
I want those.
Does your
you.
Husband like kissing them now better? Those new lips or the old lips?
He likes these new ones, even yeah. though it took him a minute to actually accept them because he was so stressed out when I got on the show that I was going to turn into some like glamazon, like not a housewife, which was what I was, right? Home cooking and cleaning. And he was like, now you're going to start with the lips. Then it's going to be this. Then it's going to be this. I'm losing my wife. So he didn't want me to get lips. And I just got them one day and came home with them. And he was livid.
Really?
Livid. He was livid.
But he still had sex with him.
Because, of course he did. I was like, I'm like, doll, let me show you. Like,
what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to
the
just
benefits.
Find ways to schmooze these men over. And like, eventually, it's like the girl who goes out all night and then she's out with her girlfriends. But when you come home, if you're just like, here, but now it's your time, they're like, okay, fine. Like, I have to teach these women everything. You just have to schmooze them a little bit.
Do you ever go, because last night, I was for sure the oldest person in the bar.
Okay.
But I think once in a while, it's nice to go out and be like, okay, still got it. Like, yeah, I could hook up if I wanted.
Yeah,
and
I wonder if I'm good. Your pants today, by the way, are so cute. I
thank
love
you. They're
a
only
guy.
Like $75.
Zara?
No.
Yes.
Well, I need some.
Yeah, no, let me tell you. I love totally... a guy in a plaid pant with a sweater. I think it's very, like, sophisticated, sexy, by the way. So I'm
thanks.
All about
I'm layered because I'm hiding about 9 pounds.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. But we're talking about today. I mean, we're getting to the point where I told you, I'm like, Ozempic Mounjaro for maybe a month.
No,
just to
are
lose
you gonna
like
do it?
The 10, 12, 14 pounds before I start filming again.
Okay, but it has to be prescribed, right? So you
no,
have to...
I have it. Well, yes, but I have a doctor, $1,300 for 3 months.
Wow.
That's all I need. I just have to lose like 10, 12,
see,
14.
I don't know how I feel about this stuff. And I know a lot of people in my circle and like family members. And there's a lot of people obviously
yes.
on it right now. And they are turning into like stick figures. And like, I'm not
it's
about
like
intervention
that. Time. I'm telling my friends, like, you got to stop now. You're good.
My one cousin is skinny to begin with. And like, she's, I'm like, your ass is gone. And she's like, thank you. It's like, she takes it as like, I
know.
Can't get skinny enough. I'm like.
But I know two women, gorgeous women, that now look like little boys.
Right.
They lost their ass. They lost their tits. They lost. They're just too much. And their legs, they're like stick figures.
Yeah. And I never really liked that. I always liked a, like more of a womanly figure. Like Jennifer Lopez to me, that's a body.
Yeah.
It
I like curves. I like curves.
I like curves.
Okay. So this is important because a story came out today. And this is really a public service announcement.
It is.
For the Jeff Lewis Live listeners.
So there's a few doctors who are now coining the term Ozempic face. They're saying that these girls are getting, and men and gays, are getting too skinny and then they're losing the natural filler in their face. So you have that hollowed out skinny face.
I've got someone for that.
And so now these plastic surgeons are saying all these girls come in and they want filler for the first time in their life because they've been on Ozempic too long.
Wow.
So here's my theory. I think this is very misleading because remember, there was story after story how the diabetics can't get their medication because all the rich vein people are buying up the diabetic drugs.
Which you're about to do, but
right.
Yes, exactly.
Like everyone in Beverly Hills is probably has like a year supply of Ozempic. Right? So now the diabetics can't get their medication.
Which is terrible.
It's,
but that's not
it's
good.
Just really bad, but I mean... Everybody looks so good.
I
but,
know,
but,
I know.
So I think...
And didn't Kyle just come out recently and say she is not because she lost a lot of weight. Say she does not.
I think what she did is she probably went off of it and be like, I'm not on it.
Oh, what?
So she's not technically
don't
ask lying.
Me about yesterday.
She's not technically
I'm
lying.
I'm not going to lie. When I first saw her, I was like, oh, she's taking that stuff. And then when she said that, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe not. Mm. You know? I don't know.
Look,
I didn't even
I love Kyle.
Her
she's my
her.
Friend, but it's not just not drinking since July. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, she looks great.
We've all done that. We lost a little weight, but we didn't lose 25 pounds.
Yeah.
But she's the another one, like, for those of you that have ever seen Kyle in person, she's little before. And
tiny
she
person.
Looks like normal on TV, but she's little in person. And all those Beverly Hills, like Adrian, everyone, so little in person when you meet them. And then you're like, damn, that camera adds 15 pounds, not just 10. That's why I got to go down to probably, today was almost 199. I think I need to go down to like 162 before I start filming.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, everyone
will be the same.
Looks like you need to start taking those shots then. Like, seriously, when are you starting to film?
March.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Back to this article. I think it's bullshit. I think it was planted by the press because they're trying to appeal to the vain people like ourselves, right? Why did we start it in the first place? Because we're vain and we want to look good. Now they're telling us, if you take this, you're going to look old. See, this is going to backfire on them because I'm here to tell you, I don't think that's the case. But see, here's the problem. Most of us can't read. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, you're not going to reach Jeff Lewis Live listeners because most of them can't read. So, and are dumb. So,
shout out.
Yeah, it's just kind of a waste of time. However, if you do get Ozempic face, we have people.
I can't believe it.
They're now calling it Ozempic face.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's going to scare a handful of people away, I think. The other handful is going to just go get filler.
Before I gained the 9 pounds, I went to Nurse Jamie in Brentwood, and she told me that I had a peanut head?
Peanut head.
What is the peanut head again?
That's like
it's old, like Ozempic face.
Yeah, it is. It's where you get hollow at the top and down here, so then like these, so you look like a peanut. So then she kind of filled you out here and here.
Oh.
I'm due to go to her, by the way, before everything starts dissolving.
I didn't want
to
say that.
And
anything.
That was like, God, if I ever went to prison, I don't know why this is a recurring nightmare for me. Everything would go to hell. I would be like no one would recognize me. They're like, oh, he's fucking elderly.
No, stop.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.